Hi, this is Janet Baker with the Monticello Corporation, makers of Paper Tiger Filing System software for document management. I have the pleasure today to interview my boss, President and CEO James Grady, better known to us here in the office as Jim. Jim, thank you for taking time out today to allow me to introduce you to our audience.
Hi, Janet. I'm glad to be here and glad to answer some questions about Digital Tiger.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, I'm going to jump right in and ask you, what is Digital Tiger?
Well, we started out many years ago, launched the product Paper Tiger in the market in 1998. And since that time, we have added tens of thousands of customers all over the world using our indexing system for physical paper, including physical items that you might store in a storage bin and so forth, but mainly focused on helping people organize their physical hanging files. And that's where we started many years ago. And what's become obvious over the last probably 5 to 7 years is more and more people got comfortable with PDF files and comfortable with the internet and comfortable with larger hard drives, is that you could take your paper and now digitize at least some or all of the paper in your office, which would give you portability. It reduces the office space required for file cabinets and allows you to have better access in many ways to the paper. So after looking at this for a long time and really trying to consider what our customers might want, we really started working on this idea of Digital Tiger. And we have taken a lot of different directions with it and thought about it really hard about how we might approach the problem and help people in an economical and simple way be able to manage the physical files in their office in a different way using PDF. So that's what we came up with, Digital Tiger. And what we have really come down to now is that Digital Tiger is going to be powered by the Google engine. We looked at all different options out there, from everything that you could possibly power the back end of this with, and we really settled on Google, and that was what we came down to. And that did, so let me just tell you a little bit about what Digital Tiger does. Digital Tiger does all the customary functions of online document management storage. It does it in a very economical and simple way. And really, here's the kind of the things we went after when we did Digital Tiger. We wanted it to be cheap. We wanted it to be stable. We wanted it to have multiple scanner support. We wanted it to be shareable, so you can share the files with people in your office easily. We wanted it to be scalable, so you could add storage to the system in an economical way. We wanted you to have one place to put all of your files. We wanted you to be able to manipulate those files in that same place. In other words, have the ability to actually work on your Word files or work on your Excel files or work on your PDFs or your presentations, which is what Google does. And then we wanted you to be able to back that up in a different way. So rather than being just tied into Google, which is a fantastic company, very profitable, should be around for a long time, we wanted you to be able to back that up on a different place. And that's what you have with Google. And then really, we wanted you to be able to have the future of what Google can provide with their ecosystem. The Google system really provides tremendous value today, and it's just getting better all the time, especially with the tie-in now with the Android phones. So that's kind of what Digital Tiger is, and it's what we were going after when we actually developed it.
Wow, that's a lot of information in one aspect of everything. So you've just covered the whole scope of it without breaking the bank, so to speak.
Right. That was our intention. Is it's really designed for people that want to simply get their paper files into a stable, reliable, inexpensive storage system that they can easily search their files, they can share their files, they can manipulate their files all in one place. And that's really what we were going after.
Well, So, Jim, what is the difference between Digital Tiger and other online document management systems?
Okay, the it's very confusing when you start looking at the document management, paper management, digital paper management, online storage, buckets, systems out there. It becomes a mishmash in your head in trying to figure out what the differences are and what you really need and what would suit the purposes for doing what we call digital paper management, which is what most people really want to do. It becomes very confusing. So the main difference between what we're offering and what's out there is if you start getting into document management, which it's very hard to tell what the differences even are now between document management and digital management, digital content management. But if you start getting into it, you find out the cost is very high per month, per year, very high. And you start really analyzing what they give you and what is it that you need. You find out that a lot of it you can get with, most of it you can get with Google. And so when we designed Paper Tiger, we really went after that. Simple, inexpensive, allows you to do the things that I mentioned. And, you know, there are other systems out there that do content management. There's Dropbox and there's SugarSync and there's a whole host of products like that. But they really can't do what you need to do, at least today, for managing PDF files, making them indexable, searchable. And that's not really designed for that. They're really designed for a different purpose. And it's not designed for actually doing what most people consider digital paper management. They're not good tools for that. So that's kind of the difference between what we see out there now. And a lot of our customers, knowing that all these systems are available, have not done anything yet. They're waiting till they get the right tool at the right price. And that's what we think we have now.
So, bottom line, why did you choose, or you and your management team choose Google as the engine and storage system
for
Digital Tiger?
Right. So we did an exhaustive search on this and actually developed part of this on our own first before we decided to actually go with Google. And as the more we developed, the more we looked at it, the more we looked around, the more we decided that really there's going to be two major players in this online document management systems that allow you, and there, when I say online, you know, Google will soon be able to actually allow you to look at your files locally as well and then sync to the cloud. So you'll have the benefits of both worlds, the local file storage, and you'll have it synced to the cloud, so when you need it in the cloud. So there'll be two players, though. There'll be Google and Microsoft. Microsoft is coming out with their version of this shortly. It's in beta right now. And so, but the Google system is open. It's inexpensive. It is, you can manage all of your file types there. You can basically manipulate your files using a form of Word or Excel or PowerPoint or whatever you need to do. It actually indexes your files for you, makes them searchable in a PDF for the first, at least now, the first 10 pages. Or you can index them locally and put them up there. So it is just an all-around great system. You have your calendar, your contacts, you have your music, you have your photos, you have your news reader, you have everything in one place, and you are able to share your storage. So when you buy storage, you're able to share it across a host of all the applications using Google, and they're just becoming more and more every day. And then that's before you actually even get into the mobile aspects of Google. So that's why we chose Google as our engine and as the back end for what we're doing and tying Paper Tiger into a digital system, and we're very excited about it.
Cool. Tell me, what problems will people encounter when converting their paper-based information to digital?
Okay, so there are two major types of PDF files. You have a digital PDF, which means you actually, it's in PDF form, like from your bank or you know, form documents that you see in PDF form, your credit cards, etc. And you can take those straight into your Google engine, and they don't need converting or being searchable. They are searchable. The other way is taking physical paper, which is what we deal with a lot, and having customers that have banks and banks and banks of file cabinets, and they've decided to take some, part, all of their digital information and put it into a searchable PDF. Now that becomes mechanical and somewhat cumbersome depending on what kind of equipment that you have. So some people take a printer that can be a scanner and they try to do it that way, which is fine. It's a little slower and it kind of is a little bit cumbersome. Or they take a high-speed scanner, which the price has dropped on those dramatically, and some of the software that's built in actually converts the files very quickly. It does not jam the paper, and it converts those into a searchable PDF. And then many of them now, amazingly so, because Google has such a presence, they have tens of millions of users of Google Docs. They actually convert those files into a searchable PDF and load them directly into Google Docs in one step. So it's just an amazing tool. You can save the information right into Google Docs, and soon you'll be able to save it locally and it'll go into Google Docs, or you can save it into the cloud directly. And so they're all starting to interface into Google Docs. So again, another benefit. But some of the problems people have are getting the information converted and getting it done in a speed that makes it, you know, makes it plausible. And then when they get it in there, it's how they organize it. And again, Google is an amazing tool for this. They use a system, not a folder, so that you end up with these hierarchies of one folder has some files and you want to share it really with two different folders, but you can't. They use what they call collections. So you're able to take your file and show it in different collections within your Google world. And that makes it useful. So if you have an example where you need a file that multiple people need to see in multiple environments, multiple collections or folders in there, you can do that easily with Google. So it's not an idea of a folder system, but a collection system. They use this also for Gmail. So it's just an amazing, amazing tool. And it eliminates a lot of the problems that people have up front. So that's kind of some of the things that I have seen as I was working through this problem.
So tell me, what equipment does one need to actually do the job?
Well, you have to have, you want to have the right, if you're going to convert physical paper into digital format, you want the right scanner. It's very important. And there are a number of them out there, and some are better than others, but you really want the right equipment. And that equipment has to have the right software that does the things that I mentioned about imaging and then also converting the image and also then able to upload the image. And it's better if the software is designed and written by the scanner manufacturer because they know the equipment very well. And then you're going to want to have the right tool for storage, and you're going to want to have the right tool if you're doing paper management. In our case, PaperTiger Online, you want to have the right tool for that and make sure that so if you're doing paper and digital together, that the systems are all designed to work together. And that's what we have tried to build. And then on the back side, if you're going to convert your own files, fine. If not, you may want to look at having a service do it for you. And then one other recommendation is, because most people, they know of the security issues and they are aware that anyone can get in trouble with this, is that, you know, and our recommendation is to have your information backed up to a totally separate system, either locally on your hard drive or to a third party that allows you to recover in case there were any problems in anybody's, you know, cloud storage. So that's kind of what I think you need to do the job.
In your opinion, what is the future of digital filing and or document management? What is the future for paper-based information?
Well, let me start with paper-based. We think that that the world has existed on paper for a long, long time. There are millions of file cabinets in the world, and paper is not going away. Paper still continues to come, and we think that indexing paper using a method similar to the PaperTiger is a great way to do that. So some people want to digitize their information, all of it, and they're willing to get rid of paper altogether. So for them, that's fine. They can do that. Using this system, they can easily digitize all their information, put it up in the cloud, store it locally if they want, back it up, and have their information available to them. Some people want to have all their information in the cloud or stored, you know, in PDF format, but they want the hard copy in case something goes wrong, or in case they need it, or in case they get, you know, audited, or they need some other way to get at it. So the other thing, people might use a hybrid where they have some paper, some information in paper, and some information in digital form, depending on what the paper is. If it's a bound document or original signature or something they want to keep in its current form. So indexing is great for that. So you can use this information, you can use the world of paper versus digital in any way that suits your purposes. And if you've got the right tools, both of them have a place. What we've attempted to do with Digital Tiger and Paper Tiger is make it so that you can search one place for everything. And that's what we're trying to bring to the market. So as far as we know, it's really one of the best total systems out there, and certainly the best low-cost way to get your information up there. So let me answer the question of the future. I mean, the future is you will be able to put your hands on your information, whatever form that takes, virtually anywhere you are on any device. So whether it be a tablet or a phone, an Android phone, a, you know, iPhone, whatever, you'll be able to look at it, get the information you need quickly and easily. You'll be able to share that information. You'll be able to collaborate on that information. So that's all the digital side. And we're always starting to see that. And that's what Google brings to the table naturally. There's no extra things required. And then the paper-based information will be the things that you keep potentially, you know, back at your office that you need to get your hands on there. And so that's kind of the future as we see it evolving. And everybody's seeing that with the devices coming out.
Right. So can you tell me why should I put my information in the cloud? Can I keep my information on my local computer as well, either laptop or desktop?
Well, I probably already answered this as I've talked, but the answer is yes. You know, you can keep it locally. Google is working on the local sync as we speak today. They had it. They're changing it to a new format that's more robust, and it is imminent that it will be out. But a lot of people want that, and they want to be able to see it locally or manipulate it locally or offline. And so that's certainly coming. And the reason you keep stuff in the cloud is because it's ubiquitous. You can find it anywhere. And it's backed up very, very securely, very redundantly on a multitude of servers. Google has servers worldwide, and they're fully redundant. So if one goes down, you still get access to your information. And they have a 99.9% plus uptime. So we're virtually down, never. So, you know, it's a great way to store your information. It's a great way to collaborate on your information with other coworkers, and it's a great way to share information with other people. And it's a one place to keep all your things.
Right. Okay. What do you see that is the future for Digital Tiger development? And I know one question that I get asked a lot, will Digital Tiger work with Google's mobile or Android apps?
Okay, so the answer is we're not sure about Digital Tiger, where we'll go with it. We can only see so far, and what we see right now based on our surveys of our customers is that people want the things we talked about, inexpensive, very robust, really oriented toward the future, meaning the developments are really rapid, place to store their digital information. They want that to work seamlessly with how they store their paper-based information. So there's one search, you find everything in my world. And, you know, one of the things that we most likely will add is the ability to search not only your digital files, not only your paper files, but also your email, so that you'll be able to pull that. And we may even look at going into other things, photos and so forth, because there are cases where people have all of that information and they'd like to find it across all their Google apps, which includes photos and their bookmarks and their calendar and so forth. You know, we're not there on the first development, but we can certainly see that coming. And then the mobile apps, all of the same functionality would be available to you on mobile, at least for Android and maybe for the iOS or the Apple platform.
Wonderful. I think you've already answered the question as far as how secure is our data, or would our data be at Google, but what can you offer for additional backup?
Well, you know, everybody gets concerned about their data being in the cloud, and they want to make sure it's secure and safe and backed up and so forth. And the reality is, for almost everyone, your data is much safer in the cloud than it is on any local computer you might have. So if you take some precaution in the sense of, in our opinion, get a backup of that data in the cloud locally, pull it down locally or put it to a third party. There are services out there that we recommend, and that, you know, you have a full redundancy of the systems. So the chances of data loss then are even further out the statistical curve. So your chances are you know, you're going to keep your data in most cases. So, you know, that's what we see. But I think the cloud is very safe at this point. And it doesn't mean it's not without, you know, without mishap, but it in general is just a very, very secure way to store your data, especially if you're dealing with someone as robust as some, you know, the big players out there.
So what if we need help getting our system set up and or my data converted? What can Monticello do to help me?
So our commitment was this, that we, on the Digital Tiger, when we brought it out, what we were trying to do is to really offer a one-stop shop for people that don't have the time. They didn't want to break the bank. They were worried about putting their data with an unknown company that they don't know if they're going to go out of business tomorrow. In this case, the data is stored with Google. Your data is all at Google. You know, so that's a reasonably good bet. They don't have time to research all the systems that are out there and keep up with all that stuff. They want to make sure their data is backed up. They want to make sure that they have someone to call, someone that will keep them abreast of what's going on in the market. As Google brings out new features, they want them to, you want the company to interpret that for them and tell them, here's how you can use it, here's how it'll help you, because there's a lot of new stuff coming from Google. So that's really what we tried to do with Digital Tiger, and that's how we locked into the Google as to Google as our engine and our back end. Because what we can provide is help on understanding what to do, how to do it. If you have turnover in your organization, we can help the new people understand how this works. We can help you get your data converted, bringing it into Google. We can help you with training of the staff. Also help you just think about how you want to set up your data. So kind of a overall planning of, this is how we're going to use it. This is how we should divide it. This is how we should put it up there. This is our workflow. And again, all of this, we tried to make this very, very inexpensive on a yearly, monthly basis, so that people could have a partner in this at a very reasonable price point. And the price point for Google Storage is just exceptionally low. It's in many cases 1/48th of the cost of some of the systems out there, almost 1/50th of the cost, not half, but 1/50th. So you can afford to put your stuff, all your things, your digital files into Google, and then have Monticello, the makers of Paper Tiger and Digital Tiger, as your partner in getting all your data converted and getting it in there, and having us to help support you and back you up. So that's really what we can do at this point to help people actually make the conversion or start the conversion over to the digital world, and or organize their paper information at the same time, so they have one place for everything.
So, Jim, you keep saying paper. Tell me, I know from experience that we also index more than just paper. Can you touch on a little bit about what else can possibly be indexed with Paper Tiger or Digital Tiger combined?
Okay, so on paper files alone, there's three parts of their life cycle. One is actionable. Those are actionable files that are in your proximity of your desk, usually. There are reference files, which you usually have in a file cabinet. And then there are archive files, which are usually off-site. So if you, we index all of that, and we can move paper through its life cycle, all the way to digital, too, in this case, with the Digital Tiger now. But what a lot of people end up with are other physical items. And those can take the forms of storage bins that have things in them for personal use or business. They can take the form of books. It can take the form of any physical item that you want to index. Any modern warehouse today, a computer has indexed everything in it and knows exactly where those things are. So you can use Paper Tiger. It's kind of a misnomer a little bit because it should be Physical Tiger. But you can use Paper Tiger to index virtually anything. And our customers do. We see them all the time responding to surveys about all the different things that you can index with Paper Tiger. We actually have a blog post about it that one of our Paper Tiger experts, Stephanie Callahan, wrote up that's really well done that talks about, I think, 18 different things that people are organizing with Paper Tiger. So it's not about just paper. It's about really anything physical. And it really saves a tremendous amount of time when you go looking for that those items to find them in an index on your computer.
Sure. And that blog post that you're referring to, written by Stephanie for us, is actually a now a web page on our website, and which can be found on our Why Paper Tiger tab. And over there to the left, you'll see Not Just for Filing Paper.
www.thepapertiger.com.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, thanks, Jim. We appreciate your time today. Awesome information. We look forward to everything that Digital Tiger will offer everyone. So thanks again.
You're welcome. And we look forward to answering questions for everybody. And this is a journey. We're all actually embarking on this. This digital world, the cloud has become very topical now. And so it's going to be very interesting. But I think there'll be a lot of productivity gains and cost reduction, cost savings for business owners out there. And I think it's ready for prime time. I think it's going to be an amazing tool for helping people get organized and streamline their business and reduce their cost.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again.
Thank you.